listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
It's Friday. That means it is time for a Set Apart to Serve conversation. And we get to talk with students who served as young adult representatives at Higher Things conferences this summer and learn about their opportunity to engage with younger students and talk about serving as a church worker and what that formation looks like. We'll have that conversation in just a moment. Today's episode of The Coffee Hour is underwritten in part by Concordia University Irvine. You can learn more about Concordia University Irvine at CUI.edu. Joining us today, Rebecca Sosserman. She is a sophomore in the Deaconess program at Concordia University Chicago. Rebecca, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Also joining us today is Ryan Monroe. He is a senior at Concordia University, Wisconsin in the pre-seminary program. Ryan, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Yeah, great to be here.
So both of you served as young adult representatives at Concordia, at the Higher Things conferences, and you were both at the Concordia, Nebraska conference, the Higher Things conference at Concordia, Nebraska this summer. I can't wait to talk about all the conversations and fun you got to have at the Higher Things conference with students. But let's talk about what led you to consider church work programs and the programs that you're in. Rebecca, we'll start with you. When did you start thinking about studying at Concordia University, Chicago, and the Deaconess program?
Well, I guess I started thinking about studying at Concordia Chicago when I was a kid. I don't know. My mom went here. My grandpa did too. So if you asked me at any point, like from, I don't know, when I was like four till I started high school, I would have been like, I'm going to go to Concordia Chicago and be a teacher. just because that's what my mom did. That's what everybody was like. You'll be a great teacher someday. And then I kind of got to a point where I just, like, I was helping with Sunday school at my church. I had done enough VBS and things, which I know that's not the same as teaching in a classroom, but where I was like, I don't know if this is what God's wired me to do. And then I was like, help! What else is there? That's all that I've really considered my whole life. So I guess I kind of just got to this point of like questioning God of like, okay, what did you create me to do? And like, there's this sort of this ticking down of like, I have to make a decision before, you know, I graduate high school. Like, where am I supposed to go? What am I supposed to study? What in the world is going on? And he did not tell me immediately. And I'm very glad he didn't, because instead I really got to know just who God is and like what he calls us to do as Christians. And so I really was just challenged in like, okay, how do I love my neighbor and how do I live out the gospel, like in just my interactions with people in high school and just in where God's put me right now. And so anyway, I ended up learning about deaconesses. I had never heard of a deaconess until I was a junior in high school, but I ended up hearing about them because we had this thing called academies at my high school. So if you were interested in like business, you could go to business academy. If you're interested in like being a doctor or whatever, like you could do STEM academy. And there was a missions and ministry academy, which I was like, well, if I knew that I wanted to be a teacher, then this would be a great opportunity, but I don't. So I decided I wasn't going to join any academy. And I don't know who I was spiting, but I ended up kind of coming in late. So the applications for the academies were due in like February, and they did stuff all through the summer. And then some of my friends were admissions and ministry academy, and they were talking about how like they're reading Mere Christianity and like they're doing all this fun stuff. And I was like, man, that really sounds like fun. And one of them like pulled out the syllabus and was like, oh yeah, see if you're interested in this. And I was like, no, you guys have already, you know, applied and like done all this stuff. And so we had a first year teacher as kind of the new director that year, and he was like, sure, you can join late. So that's how I got in there. And then we had speakers that came every week. So we talked with DCEs, pastors, we did Zoom calls with missionaries, we had like nurses, people who are in secular positions, and just talking about how they live out their call as Christians in their vocations. And that was the first time that I heard of a deaconess. We had somebody from Concordia, Nebraska come and just talk about like, what does it mean to go, like, what does it look like to go to school for church work? And she said the word deaconess, and all of us were like, a what? And so then we asked to have a deaconess come in and talk to our class. And it was really just, for me, this moment of like all those things that God had been teaching me, and just the fact that it's not about, you know, what career you're going to or what you're studying or where, what school he wants you to be at. Like, it was just this moment of like, as she explained what a deaconess was, I was just like, wait a minute, you can get paid to love people like Jesus calls us to? Like, this is a job. So that's kind of how I got interested in it. And then from there, I just, because I was in that academy, I got to do lots of like observation hours and practicum hours and things and work in different ministries. And like, I hung out with the comfort dogs for a day and did some different things like that, like, and just kind of got to piece together. I interviewed a lot of deaconesses, like, is this actually something I'd want to do? So.
I want to know what high school you went to.
I went to Lutheran High School in Parker, Colorado.
That sounds amazing.
I want to go there.
I know. Can I go back to high school? That sounds amazing. And of course, Concordia Chicago has an undergrad, has the undergrad deaconess program. So that seems to make, seems to have made sense for you to end up at Chicago anyway, doing the deaconess program.
Yes, absolutely. That was definitely a big help in just my decision-making process. But yeah.
Fabulous. That's a great story. Ryan, what about you? When did you start thinking about considering a Concordia for a church work vocation?
Yeah. So I had known for a while that I wanted to be a pastor. My wife really encouraged me. She knew that, you know, that was something that I would be good at. You know, in the process of us getting married and moving and, you know, settling into a new church and starting a family, it was just, you know, oh, there's no good time for me to start school, finish my undergrad, because I had started at a college for a psychology degree when I was living in Texas. And I eventually moved to Kansas to marry my wife. And there was, you know, no college nearby, nothing that I really, no motivation for me to finish my psychology degree, really, because I had kind of gotten over whatever my fascination was with that. But I had a lot of wonderful ladies at my church, in addition to my wife, kind of pressuring me, we'll say, to, you know, hey, you say you want to be a pastor, let's help, let's get you to finish your undergrad, let's figure out how you can do that so that you can go be a pastor like you say you want to. And I'm like, yeah, I'll do it eventually. You know, and eventually, after enough times of these wonderful church ladies telling me, let's make this happen, I finally decided, okay, let's look into this, and started looking around and asking my pastor for some help, but looking around about how I could finish my undergrad. And he found the online theological studies program at CUW. And, you know, I put in a request for information, and within a week of that, I was admitted as a student and starting classes in the middle of the fall semester, just a couple weeks after that. So it was slowly and then all at once, I like to say, getting me to CUW. But
how has studying in theological studies and pre-seminary online, how has that worked for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's different than, you know, my previous college experience. I'd never done an online class before. So having to figure out my own schedule has been fun, we'll say. With kids, finding the time is a little more difficult than if I were, you know, living on campus and had set class times and things like that. But it's really been enriching. I've enjoyed a lot of the readings that I've had to do for various classes. I've had an Old Testament class and, you know, a Christian doctrine class and all these different classes that have really just been some of the most interesting classes I've taken at any point in my educational career.
And so Ryan shared some examples of challenges that he faced when, you know, trying to make that leap into a Concordia and prepare for a church work program. Rebecca, were there challenges, obstacles that you faced in trying to make that transition from high school into college and preparing, you know, to get into a church work program? What were the obstacles that you faced and how did you overcome those?
I guess last year, like as just freshman year, definitely an obstacle was just being far from home. I'm from Colorado, so I'm like 1,000 miles from home, and just it was definitely just interesting to have like such a tight-knit community at home and then have to come, like, I didn't know anybody stepping foot on campus, and so just having to you know, start completely new relationships and all of that, and like just finding a church home away from home. Like, I guess those were kind of some of the challenges. And actually, when I got here last year, I was the only freshman deaconess student. So I was kind of like, what? Like, there's no way it's just me, right? So that was also kind of a challenge. And like, there's definitely been just there's an awesome community of church work students here. And actually, I think if I remember the numbers correctly, like my class, there was 14 church work students total who came in. And this year there's 34. So it's kind of cool just to be like looking around, like seeing like answered prayers walking around me, I guess. But yeah, that was definitely a challenge just to come in and be like, nope, this is where I really believe that God's brought me. And like, but honestly, all of like my deaconess classes, I got to start taking some last year even. And just every time I went to a deaconess class, I was like, this is what I'm here for. So that was definitely helpful, but also just, I mean, just the constancy of God and his word and all of that is really what brought me through. So.
Yeah, and both of you served at Higher Things over the summer as young adult representatives. We're going to tell that part of both of your stories after we take a quick break. You're listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University Irvine, you have the freedom to explore your future and your faith. Across over 60 on-campus and online programs, you'll experience Christian education that's uniquely designed to develop the whole person, to prepare you not just for your career, but for all of your callings in life. Here you'll explore life's toughest questions, gain lifelong skills, and make relationships that last a lifetime. Concordia University Irvine. Learn more at cui.edu.
Welcome back to The Coffee Hour. I'm Sarah Golseth.
I'm Andy Bates.
We're talking with Rebecca Saucerman and Ryan Monroe, both students at a Concordia University in church work programs. And both of you served over the summer at Concordia Seward. We're touching so many Concordias today. Concordia, Nebraska over the summer as young adult representatives at Higher Things conferences. Let's talk about how you guys even learned about this as an opportunity. How did you hear about serving as a YAR at Higher Things? Why was this interesting to you, Rebecca?
I heard about Higher Things at like the Beautiful Feet conference previously in the year, and I was like, oh, this is really cool. And then I just got an email from Dr. Kendall, one of our theology professors, that was like, they're looking for people to be these young adult representatives. And so it was just a cool thing for me because I kind of was like, wow, this is something that's like so specific to the time in my life that I am right now. And just like, I guess, vocationally speaking, like it was just something that was like, this is a way that God can use me right now because, you know, I'm in this moment of being a church work student and somebody who can speak to people who are considering church work. And so that was kind of what made me interested.
Ryan, why were you interested in serving as a young adult representative? You had a lot going on. Online classes, growing family, all those things. Why were you interested in serving as a young adult representative at the Higher Things Conference this summer?
Yeah, so I heard about it. All of the pre-sem students at Wisconsin are on an email group, and so they have different get-togethers that they have on campus. And so I keep hearing about all these things that I have to miss out on because I'm not on campus. But, you know, they have us all in a group, and they email out different opportunities. And one of them was to be a YAR. And so I kind of looked into it a little bit and what it was about. And I had heard of Higher Things before, but I was not raised a Lutheran. So I never had the opportunity to go to anything like that with a bunch of Lutherans getting together. And so my wife's gotten to go to, you know, LWML conventions and things like that. And so Maybe I was a little bit jealous of some of the opportunities that other people have gotten to have. And so I decided, well, let's look into this and see, put in an application, see if they'll have me. And, aside from maybe a little bit of jealousy, some of the motivation was definitely, you know, like I'd mentioned, I have so many people that have, pushed me to go into church work and do what I'm doing now. And so to have the opportunity to maybe spur some other people on, these middle and high school aged kids, to consider, is this something that, you know, maybe you would be interested in doing, and sort of give back in the way that people had given to me by pushing me toward this.
Now, you mentioned putting an application in. What was the application, the selection process like for becoming a young adult representative, Ryan?
The application, I can't remember much of it off the top of my head, so you'll have to forgive me for that.
Fine.
but, you know, it's just asking sort of the same questions you guys are. Why are you interested? And I said basically the same thing of, you know, didn't have this opportunity, would love to see what something like this is like, getting to speak to people and encourage them the way that I've been encouraged. And then we also had interviews with Mr. Glenn Rollins. Mm-hmm. And so he spoke to us one-on-one, kind of heard some of our stories more in depth. We got chosen from there, I guess. I don't know what he did behind the scenes to decide from there, but that's how that went for me, at least.
Rebecca, I assume the process was similar for you. You filled out an application and then had an interview, and next thing you know, you're in Nebraska talking with students.
Yeah, pretty much. And I remember it not being like extremely difficult, and especially like Ryan said, like when it's something that you're passionate about and something that's, you know, you are excited to talk with students, because like I had just been there, you know, and trying to figure out what in the world I wanted to do. And so, yeah, so really just getting to kind of share your story, I guess, in application format. And then, yeah, why don't you just talk to us and kind of heard a little bit about of where, you know, your heart is for that. So,
Ryan, tell us about visiting with students at the Higher Things Conference and what you got to do at the conference, interacting with the students. What were some of the questions they presented?
Yeah, so they'd done something really interesting at the conference where, at the Higher Things Conference, they have all the students from different states divided up into different teams, sort of, you know, Hogwarts house style system, trying to earn points. One way you could earn points was going through the exhibitor hall and asking some questions that people had put together for the different exhibitors. And so, people would be coming up trying to earn points and asking us, you know, what are the different church work vocations, for example. And so we'd, you know, hand them out some of the pamphlets that we had and explain what all of the different church work vocations are, which was also a learning experience for me because, again, not being raised Lutheran, I didn't even know half of them probably. I knew pastor and deaconess and maybe DCE. And then other than that, I was like, I've never heard of this before. I didn't know this was a thing. Helping them kind of just have more awareness of what opportunities there are to serve the church with their different gifts, whether it's teaching or music or pastoral work. And so a lot of our time was spent in the exhibitor hall and talking with students that came by. But we also got to go to some of the breakout sessions and hear what some of the presenters had to say. We got to go to worship, which was really enjoyable. And then we also had our own breakout sessions that we were a part of. Glenn Rollins did part of that presentation and then had us speak about our experiences and answer questions from any of the students that came to our session.
Rebecca, what about you? What were your conversations and experiences like at the conference?
I mean, I second what Ryan said, but I think it was cool to, again, yeah, get to talk, especially when people are like, oh, well, what is, you know, a deaconess or what is a DPM, or like, would you explain this a little bit more? So it was cool to kind of just get to, I don't know if raise awareness is the right word, but then also just get to meet people and hear, I guess, kind of just like hear some of the wheels turning of like, kids who are either like, oh, well, I'm interested in, you know, music and like whatever, just different kind of connections between like, well, maybe I'm like thinking about being a deaconess, but I'm also interested in this. And like, how could those work together? Or like, I guess, I don't know, I would speak specifically to that because I got obviously the most questions about just the deaconess programs too, and like, okay, what is, you know, what are the different options and that kind of stuff. But yeah, it was really just encouraging to get to hear people who are like, you know, I've been thinking about doing this, but just kind of getting to answer some more questions for them and encourage them on their paths. So.
Ryan, you mentioned that you were able to go to the breakout sessions and maybe learn some stuff. What were you able to learn and experience in the breakout sessions?
Yeah, we got to go to a couple. I think one of the more interesting ones, and I, for the life of me, cannot remember what the title of the presentation was, but it was essentially on fighting sin and sort of the continual fight that we have against sin, and giving some comfort when we're frustrated by, you know, the seeming lack of progress that we have in our Christian walk. And, you know, the presenter, which I think was Pastor Wirtz was his name, was a pretty entertaining presenter, and you know, made the point, you know, if, you know, St. Paul still had these struggles, what makes you think you're better than St. Paul? What makes you think that you're gonna be more successful than somebody like that? And so, you know, not in a discouraging way, but really encouraging of, you know, yeah, it's gonna be a fight, but, you know, we also have the same comfort and assurance that St. Paul does, for example.
Was it encouraging to be around all these students who were participating in this conference, learning and praying together in worship together? Was it encouraging to be around the students at the Higher Things Conference, Ryan?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, never having had been to a gathering like this, worshiping with about 1,000 students and the adults that were with them, was something I'd never gotten to experience. I go to a pretty small church. We're lucky to have 100 people, so going 10 times that and seeing so many young faces, you know, all singing matins together or going up to communion at the opening or closing divine service was really special in a way that I'm not sure that I have the words for, but just getting to see something like that I'd never seen before was incredible.
Rebecca, what's your takeaway from attending the Higher Things Conference as a young adult representative?
Oh, gosh. I agree. There were so many just cool moments, just even getting to meet people and make connections and, you know, all of that. But just there was like this one panel that they did that I think there was 4 or 5 pastors on it, and they just took like just open questions. You could submit them, just text the number or whatever. And there was a lot of questions dealing with different sins and different contexts of this, you know, whether it was guilt or shame or whatever. And just like hearing pastors proclaiming absolution and just such confidence, like it was just a really beautiful thing. And I just, yeah, I really enjoyed just getting to see just so many people, but also just all the excitement and just the fun that was happening. And yeah, I don't know. There was a lot of things I learned, but that was probably just the most memorable moment for me. So.
Now, Rebecca, you're a sophomore, Ryan, you're a senior, you guys are working through your programs at your respective Concordias. What do the next few years look like for both of you with your school entering into vocations at some point, Rebecca?
Yeah, for me, it looks like, well, I guess next semester I get to go to Westfield House. So I'm studying abroad in England. And then after that, like coming back next year, will be starting field work for me. So I don't know where I'll be or what exactly I'll get to do, but kind of getting, you know, where my feet wet with actual participating in ministry and doing all that. So I'm excited for that. And then that will be my junior and senior year. And then after senior year, it'll be my year of internship. And then we'll see where I end up and where God takes me. So,
yeah. Boy, that sounds really exciting. Ryan, what about you? You're a senior right now. What do the next few years look like for you?
Yeah, so I'll be finishing up my last couple semesters here, my last few classes. And then next summer, I'll at some point be moving to Fort Wayne, Indiana to go to Concordia Theological Seminary and be starting a summer Greek there, which is daunting, but that'll be the start of my seminary journey.
You can do it.
Well, congratulations to both of you on the great adventures, and thank you for serving as young adult representatives at Higher Things Conference this summer. And also, I might add, congratulations to Ryan and his wife. At the day that we were recording this, they had a baby this morning before recording this. And he still took the time to come meet with us to share his story. So thank you and congratulations to you, Ryan, and to your family, growing family.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being a part of our conversation today.
Thank you.
And Rebecca Sossaman, thank you so much for joining us conversation today and being our guest.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
You can learn more about Set Apart to Serve by visiting lcms.org/SAS. You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support The Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.